This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Our hearts and our, you know, sincere condolences go out to the people who are caught in the, I don't know, the path, if you will, of Irma. It's been an amazingly devastating storm. And it was funny. I was watching, I was watching people as the storm was moving in over the weekend, and they're looking at the storm surge. And I mean, this ocean is boiling. And people are taking pictures. And, you know, it was like, guys, get out. This is crazy. Get out of there. You know, largest evacuation in history, which, you know, you could have said they should have done this in Houston, but, you know, it's all in retrospect. I certainly know the drainage system in Houston, and I talked about this, is not prepared for these things, and they should be preparing for it. Even as we speak right now, you know hurricanes are going to hit. We're going to be dealing with this stuff, folks. Next year is going to be another hurricane season. I know the people who are caught up in this whole society of global climate change are going to be shocked to learn that this happens every year. Some years are worse than others. It's kind of like you say to yourself, how was summer this year in such and such? And they go, oh, it was a milder summer than normal. And they may say that once every 10 years. Or they say, how was winter in such and such? And they go, wow, we had a tolerable winter. It was blah, blah, blah. Or we had one of the worst winters we've had in a decade. Or the 100-year flood or whatever. It changes. And, you know, look, the reason why I get a little bit upset about this is because I feel I get bored talking about the same thing. We got tornadoes, hurricanes, mudslides, earthquakes, tsunamis, you name it. They're all going to happen. I talked about it the other day. Tell me your name. Tell me your area of the country, and I will tell you. Oh, they have massive thunderstorms, massive flooding, massive landslides, avalanches, tornadoes, sinkholes, crazy stuff. You go, wow, it's, you know, how do you know, Kevin? I don't know. I'm psychic, I guess. Anyway, these guys are out looking at this storm. This storm is barreling in, and I'm thinking to myself, guys, you don't play around with nature. You don't play with God this way. You just don't do it. It's going to come again next year, though. Anyway, prayers go out to them. Truly do. Here's what I want to cover today. Oh, geez, what is this? I want to cover, we talked about some things when I was last on. And we didn't go in enough depth because I didn't have this stuff handy. Look, and I'm not blaming you guys. I'm looking at my producers here. They're looking at me like, what? No, it's not your fault. I chose to go from memory that there were some really funny, clever things that were being discussed that we didn't go deep enough on. For example, I talked about this Twitter poll. I want to go back over that. So we'll talk about that here in a second. I talked about the compilation of fake news, you know, what somebody said before and after. But I didn't go into detail. I needed to go into more detail. I needed to have the clips that we got. You know, we got them from another website, and we referenced it in the site. But need to have those out there for you. We need to talk more about the NFL and what happened with them. Hillary Clinton, she's on the outs. There's a lot of things we touched on. And by the way, we'll continue to touch on these because there are recurring themes unfortunately, in politics and in political punditry that are never going away. We are constantly going to be thinking about, or talking about, I should say, and probably thinking about the same things. One thing I didn't touch on, Lois Lerner, they're not prosecuting her. Why? I have a suspicion that Sessions knows how crooked the left, and who knows where this thing reaches. Why are they not prosecuting her? What could she possibly have said to them, or information that she leaked out that says, I'm off limits, when we know what she did? Is she not a big enough fish? Give us something, guys. We put Trump in charge to get to the bottom of this stuff. The VA, there have been some people fired, but we still want to know. I want to know who was responsible for getting veterans killed. Do you? And I could go on. I want to see Hillary Clinton in a jumpsuit. She deserves it. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You guys heard me talk about her. Debbie was getting some on the side, and it was from these Pakistani boys, and my suspicion is it was probably all the brothers hanging out with Debbie, wink, wink, you know what I mean? And Debbie is selling our secrets, giving these guys access to our secrets. We need a deeper dive into this. Are you kidding me? How is she not in prison? Laptops all over the place, information being given out willy-nilly, and we can't... Hillary Clinton is... somebody from her staff, give me a scapegoat. Can I get one scapegoat? Uma Abedin or and I'll even settle for Anthony Weiner going to jail. Surely nobody would dispute that. But we get nothing. I don't know about you. I'm tired of getting nothing. I want to see some people go down. Well, it's one thing to drain the swamp. Well, we fired a bunch of people from D.C. Whatever. Man, the government has got over 1 million employees. Whatever. It's close to 1 million. Whatever. What's the number? You got it? I know it's over 1 million. Don't be looking. When you look at me like that, you interrupt my flow, man. You interrupt my train of thought. It's a lot of people the government employs. And we fire 500 of these or 200 of that. You think you've really gotten rid of the cancer? You got the body has become cancerous. Now all you got is you're looking for places where, oh, there's some healthy cells right there. You better grab those and get you some stem cells because the rest of the body is dead. We want to see action. Unbelievable. So we got a lot of things. I want to cover a few things that we didn't cover before, at least in more depth. Then I also want to cover some things that we didn't cover at all. Kim Jong-un and this nuclear missile test. Why haven't we done more here? Why haven't we, and I know Trump's got some things in mind. I heard we're training special forces in order to take him out. That's got to make the guy kind of scared. He doesn't know where it's going to come from now. He's got to be in a state of paranoia. Or paranoia. Or paranoia, as I said earlier. Oh, man, he's a cunning linguist, that Kevin. Anyway, look, folks, lots to talk about. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. The KJ stands for Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Now, the other day I talked about embarrassing Twitter polls. Yeah, a Twitter poll that they wanted on Donald Trump backfired. And I got it. I didn't get it wrong because the numbers are right, etc. But I forgot what question was asked and all that. And I wanted to do a deeper dive because I want to talk to you about the results of that poll as we parse it. See, we didn't parse it last time. And sometimes you need to. And here's what I want to start with. I love it when reality crushes the leftist narrative. And that is exactly what happened when a Twitter page, I don't know if it's a page or a Twitter link or, you know, moniker or whatever you want to call it, but they call themselves Impeach Donald Trump, and they wanted to test the waters. Now, I haven't heard anything about impeaching Trump. Where's Maxine Waters? She was leading the charge. This congressional black circus clown hasn't been heard from. Now, keep in mind, on this page, Impeach Donald Trump, who decided to test the waters with a poll, the majority of their followers, and I don't know how many, can you find out how many followers? Anyway, the majority of their followers are anti-Trump. They're Trump haters. They're Trump bashers. They're rhino Republicans. They're Democrats, progressive, Holly weirdos, and so on. That's who follow, that's Twitter talk, follow these guys or gals or whatever they choose to be, okay? And the group put out a poll of its followers, and they got interesting feedback. And that's what I attempted to discuss the other day, but the problem was I discussed it with the wrong information. So first of all, the question was, of the last four presidents, which is your favorite? Of the last four. So who are we talking about? Trump, Obama, George Bush, well, Clinton, Bush rather, and Clinton. That's it. Not even Bush the Elder. Certainly not Reagan. I'd be curious to see if they'd gone farther. It didn't include Jimmy Carter. See, I would have gone back of the seven, because that would have been an interesting poll. But they chose four. I don't know why. It's an anti-Trump page. Impeach Donald Trump. Or anti-Trump Twitter. Whatever. All right? And the person who won in the poll as the favorite president was Donald Trump. And I, at the time, I said, I knew it was over 60. I wasn't sure if it was 63 or 67. It was 67% of the people on impeach Donald Trump said their favorite president was indeed Donald Trump. Now, that should be shocking to you, given what I told you earlier. This is a page of people that supposedly don't like Donald Trump. Now, we'll get more into that in just a second. Because Twitter doesn't quite work like that. You know, it's a poll. Once some people get on, oh, check it out, we got to go protect Donald Trump. But I'm going to tell you something. I get polls all the time. Who's your favorite? What do you think about Trump, this, that, and the other? And I don't even fill them out. You know, do you think Trump should have done this to the Republicans? Yeah, but I don't fill out their poll. I don't feel compelled to go protect Trump in that way. Now, I didn't see this poll in its original thing, and I didn't vote on it after the fact. But it was still, you could vote on it. It had 120,000, give or take, at the time, when Donald Trump had 67% of those votes. Fully 70-plus thousand of those votes were Donald Trump. Of 120,000 up to that point that I looked at it. Now, who came in second out of the four? Barack Obama. Number two, he got 22% of the vote. This is on an impeach Donald Trump page. 22% of the vote. You would think between Bush and Bill Clinton that Bill Clinton would have come in solidly third. He didn't. Bush came in third with 7% of the vote. Finally, the first black president, Bill Clinton, came in last with 4% of the vote. Now, to call this poll shocking is an understatement, particularly given the group that created the ad hoc poll. So what are we to think of this? Well, as I've said, the official, use my finger quotes, media polls you can disregard. Trump is popular, and wildly so. No president since Reagan has been able to reach so many people. Reagan called it the big tent. And I'm talking about people of all social and political ilks, or if there is an ilk. And like Reagan, Trump's attraction by his followers is what I define as sticky. See, we talk about sticky in industry lingo. Sticky meaning you can have somebody that comes by and reads your work every now and then or pops in on a radio show, you know. But sticky means somebody that comes in, they listen, and they go, oh, geez, I'm coming back tomorrow. And they're there all the time. I have sticky listeners. There's one lady that probably calls me twice a day sometimes. At least once a day. No, I couldn't say that. But she calls a lot. Five times a week, safe to say. She knows who she is. We love her. There are people that tell me, Kevin, they tell me, there's a problem with your show. I couldn't download the show today, Kevin, because such and such, this and the other. And I tell my web team, hey, what's going on with the show? Oh, geez, we didn't know, Kevin. Because somebody listens every single day. I'll get a note. I'll get a note when Tea Party Community, we're doing a big change over there. There's some issues with the site. Kevin, I can't log in. What's going on? Man, you know, because they're sticky. And you love those people. And Donald Trump's people are sticky. I'm putting this in perspective for you. His people are sticky. That's the reason why he won. How many times did the left count this man out? How many? Plenty, right? They count him out after the first debates. They count him out after a couple of faux pas here and there. Psst. You know why he won? Because you're sticky. The 20 to 25% of the people who bought in on Trump early on, they stuck with him through thick and thin. And the more they stuck with him, the more you got on board. And you went, you know what? I get it. And then it became 30, 35%. And then it became 40 to 42%. And then he suddenly won. Blew people's minds. How did this happen? Sticky. When you made the transition to Trump and you finally got there, you were like, you know what? I see exactly what he's saying. I would love to tell you it's because of Trump. Partially it is, because Trump stayed true to himself. But it also was Trump's essentially telling you, watch for this with the media. Watch how duplicitous they are. And that's what I'm about to get to. And when he did that, you became sticky. You suddenly saw exactly what he was talking about, and you went, you know what? I get it. And like Donald Trump, I've had enough. And we're going to delve into these media tricks that they pulled on him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Everybody, pardon me, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJ Radio. I said earlier, Trump is sticky. His fans, his followers, the people that voted for him, they still like him in large part. And when Trump makes a fan out of you, you become sticky. You stick with him.
Oh, he just said such and such.
It's okay. I'm not worried about it. I trust him. When have you been able to say that about a politician? Bill Clinton, is he sticky? He came in fourth out of the president's likability on a poll on a leftist site. Do you think he's still sticky? I'll talk more about that in a second. Barack Obama. I could go into reasons why people cannot stand this fool anymore. He's not sticky. Donald Trump won a poll of who was the favorite president of the top four of the last four presidents, 67% to 33% for everybody else, with Barack Obama coming in a distant second place at 22%. He just left office. But the left want you to believe that Donald Trump is not liked. A leftist poll. Bush got third with 7%. Clinton got fourth with 4%. Shocking poll. Now, why is it that Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, when it comes to stickiness, are like Teflon? They don't stick, their people don't stick to them for any reason. Let me give you the quick answer. It's because they're snakes. Snake oil salesmen. Now let's look at Barack Obama. 2008, the man couldn't be beaten by anybody. I'm afraid Jesus might not have been able to beat Barack Obama. Reagan would have gotten his butt handed to him. Obama was Prince Charming. Despite, folks, overwhelming flaws, overwhelming ineptitude, the man offered nothing. Junior senator, community organizer, in a place where if all he did was go, look, if I would have been running against him, I would have made a film that said, here's what he did. Here's his track record. I don't care about his birth certificate and all that. I'd go talk to black folks in Chicago and say, you know who Barack Obama is? Yeah, I know Obama. What you think about him? I can't stand that dude, man. He a clown. He crazy, man. He ain't do nothing for us. I'd have just run videos of black folks and said, white America, is this what you want? This message is paid for by the Kevin Jackson re-election campaign. Kevin Jackson election for president committee. I would have torched him. But he was loved in 2008. It didn't matter what he did, it became this. And the reason why I tell you, if they'd gone after black folks in Chicago, it could have quelled the notion of the first black president. But no, nobody did it. So the media was fawning all over this guy. I remember I wrote at the time about stuff like Barack. They were following as if he'd gone on vacation. And I called it, it was his vacation since the invention of Obama. And the hard-hitting news was that Obama had returned to the gym the other day, where we were told he had been there every day except one.
Y'all remember those pictures? Barack Obama strain and lift those 5-pound weights. Oh, man, that was too funny. But anyway, they showed him at the beach, right? And you could see his pecs, and they weren't pecs. And I said, slap a B-cup bra on that dude to keep those things from sagging. Didn't somebody tell that dude that 40 was supposed to be the new 30? And I said, but the media was trying to convince us that Obama was a hunk, chicken legs and all. And they got the liberals outraged that pictures were taken of Obama on the beach. And they were inquiring as to how the photographers got that close to baby black Jesus. They got that close because Obama allowed them to get that close. This, it was orchestrated. Just like at the time they stopped showing Obama smoking. Up to that point, the dude had enjoyed a media love fest rivaling the best Roman orgies. As my granny told me when I was a kid growing up, she said the same thing will make you laugh will make you cry. And the same media that worshipped at the altar of Obama became a bother. It became so ridiculous that we were being told that Obama was out with his kids and they had Rocky Road ice cream. How's that news? But that's the level of ridiculousness that we got to. But by 2012, Obama's star had tarnished substantially. They claimed that it took Sandy, a hurricane practically wiping out New Jersey, to make Obama okay again. Because Romney was leading in the polls up to that. And keep in mind, these are fake polls. These are polls where they don't want Romney leading. He was leading. So Obama went out. He found him, some white woman as a prop for a photo op. She's all, and he's hugging her, you know, looking like, oh, poor baby. Poor baby. I got it. It's okay. We're cool. Took a photo op. Completely dismissed that chick. She called. She's writing letters and calling.
Hey, listen up. President Barack Obama said I could call him. And then, who are you?
Michelle's like, I don't want to wipe up and call in this White House trying to find my husband. Don't make me come hurt you. And the lady finally quit calling. Or maybe they killed her. Maybe they got Hillary to kill her. What do we know? But anyway, that his reelection was complete. And Obama, he went right back to work. He did not disappoint. His failures as president continued, bigger and bolder. And towards the end of his presidency, even black folks were questioning this dude. There were people started speaking out against him. The pundits, everybody. The only thing that kept people from going hard, I'm talking driving the paint on Obama, was the fact that they were trying so hard to get Hillary Clinton in. Tavis Smiley, he'd been a critic of Obama a little bit. These guys doubled down. They were really upset with this guy. So anyway, they started complaining. And by the end, I'm just saying, he's a has-been. By 2016, he was officially a has-been. Or unofficially a has-been. You can put the emphasis wherever you want. You know what I'm saying. And then, what about Bill Clinton? His popularity. The man was so popular, he raped and molested women and leftists yelled, it's his personal life. Clinton left office highly popular, folks. And typically, presidents gain in popularity. I can't say that with 100% certainty, but I'm saying history pretty much says, look, we forgive you. Jimmy Carter. Oh, look at him. He works on Habitats for Humanity. So they make him, he's okay. Jimmy Carter. Maybe he was better than we thought. No, he wasn't. He sucked. Jimmy Carter was 4-day-old fish stuffed between the sofa cushions at your house, and you're going, what's that smell? Jimmy Carter. That's what he smells like. Don't get around Jimmy Carter. Mm-mm. He's stinky. He's a horrible president, as was Barack Obama. But we're talking about Bill Clinton right now. So Bill Clinton leaves. He's supposed to gain popularity But it wasn't the case for Hillary Clinton's not-so-secret-secret weapon, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton went on a campaign with Hillary Clinton, and he hurt her. In the second bid, where she was trying to become president of the United States, Bill Clinton torpedoed his wife. Knowingly, unknowingly, I don't know, don't even care. Happy. I'm happy. I don't have to say President Clinton ever again, and never will, outside of the context of Bill Clinton. And for George Bush to finish ahead of Clinton, there's blood in the political waters for the left, folks. That just shouldn't happen. You know it and I know it. They know it. Thus the clamor for their new message. Better. Better what? Resonates not, right? And as we chronicled recently, the left has shifted gears on messaging, choosing instead to stop criticizing the president by none other than Nancy Pelosi. And you can bet, folks, that within a few days, the press are going to hand you a new poll. And it's going to say, Trump is, he's in terrible shape. He's polling less than whatever. Insert your number here. Trump's number is going to be in the tank. Leftism is winning. Fabricated polls. They represent what the left want us to believe. But we can see when they put out their own ad hoc polls and allow people to respond, we get a lot closer to the truth. Do I think Donald Trump is 67% popular and Barack Obama's 22? I don't think it's that high. I don't. But I know Donald Trump's a lot more popular than they let on. It's well over 50%. Now, some are going to argue that this poll, being hit hard by conservatives. Trust me, it's not. What it's telling you is they started this poll with leftists. Soon as they started tweeting and retweeting, then everybody got involved, and the numbers are what they are. And it's a very telling poll for what the truth is.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids?
I call it outrageous because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. There was a tweet from Matt Walsh. I made it my tweet of the day, and the reason I did that was because it was so profound. And if you don't know who Matt Walsh is, you need to check out his work. He is his Twitter sign is at Matt Walsh Blog, and he is a really interesting thinker and a guy that I'm going to get to know. I don't think I've ever spoken to Matt. I've seen his work, and he's an amazing guy. And here's what he tweeted. He says, "Women have penises. Babies aren't human. I love science. Pick one. You only get one." And he was giving leftists a chance to put their money where their mouths are. Welcome, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson here. You should tune into the Kevin Jackson Show at kjradio.com if you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. Now, see, I love those types of conundrums for the left because they don't think things through. The left are emotional people who go, "Oh, well, this is the way it is. I can be who I want to be, or I can whatever." And they, you know, and all these things that we talk about on this show quite often are the types of conundrums I like to give them. You know, I talk about abortion and the killing of children, and I go, look, guys, you got to understand, I'm not going to argue with you about whether you can or you can't. The only thing I will tell you, I know definitively, is it is a baby. It is the forming of a human being. Now, if we can't agree on that, we can't have the logical discussion that follows. If you want to make it, put out my candle, that's a very different moral conundrum than I just killed a forming child. So that's the thing. And we have to make them think or else we lose the battle. And so Matt Walsh, which is an amazing thing, he summed it up in 140 letters or less, characters, I should say, because I don't want to just assume that they're letters, because then I would probably offend somebody on the left or trigger them. Women have penises. Babies aren't human. I love science. Because if you love science, then you know women don't have penises and babies are indeed human. So how do you pick one of these as a leftist without it really being a moral dilemma? And that's what I love about this. That's what I love about what I do. I had to travel recently and I sat next to a lady and she was a hipster, 61 years old, attractive woman. She was in the aisle seat of, I was on the window. She was in the aisle seat, nobody in the middle. Her husband was in the aisle seat on the other side and had two people with him. And so I don't remember how we struck up a conversation, but, you know, she lived in St. Louis. I was from St. Louis. So it was one of these things where I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And so she presumed I was a leftist. She admitted that. At the end of the flight, she goes, God, you know, I assumed you were a leftist. She goes, that's wrong of me. And all this. And so as we were talking, I said, you could tell that she was a leftist, but she was subtle about it. And she said something along the lines, well, you know, but the conservatives, and you know. And I said, so what is a conservative? I go, I've heard people describe themselves as, I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a social liberal. And she started laughing. And she goes, you know, I've never heard about it. And admittedly, she said, I'm not political. So she goes, I've never heard that term. And I said, well, you would probably agree most liberals would describe themselves as socially conservative. I mean, I'm sorry, fiscally conservative. Because you care about money. You know, you save, you prepare for college for your kids. So, and she goes, yeah, I would go with that. And it was funny because admitting that she was a leftist, I mean, she was a conservative, was like kind of a shocker to her. Like, I am fiscally conservative. Huh. You know? So then I said, but what is, the real issue becomes, what is a social liberal? And I said, and that's where we run into our problem. Because I said, for me, I'm socially liberal because I don't believe that the things that that liberals believe that they have are there. And I gave her examples. And so it was so funny to have her go, because she was asking me about the black condition and all that. And I go, okay, well, let's run it through. Let's see how it works for you as a liberal. I said, you believe you can help me as a black person. I said, isn't that somewhat patronizing just to begin with? Like, well, without my help, you, Kevin, would have a problem. And I go, and she, you could see the wheels kind of spinning, like, well, I could kind of go with that. And I go, okay. And so I said, so you claim you want to help me because you give me better grades, you give me affirmative action, you give me jobs I'm not qualified for, you keep me in them even if I'm incompetent, and I went on. And I said, and how does that help me? If I'm in a job that I can't handle, that you give to me, I can grow with the job, but you don't allow me to grow because you coddle me then. You just kind of tuck me away. You don't allow me to grow really in terms of I could start my own business or whatever. You coddle me through the job. So I can hang around based on affirmative action, but I don't really get anywhere. I'm never going to be on my own. You're not challenging me to be really great at the job. I said, same with school. You give me lower grades to get the same thing that the Asian kid or the white kids get. I go into the school. I said, now, if you said to me, Kevin, Your grades don't get you in there by themselves, but you know what? We see something in you, and we believe you're going to be able to do, you know, perform at Harvard, so we're going to put you in. But you better go there and make a believer out of me, young man. I said, that's a challenge. He said, but if you tell me, Kevin, look, we're going to alter the grades, you're up there with all the other kids, and I go there and I find out I'm not, it's demoralizing. I said, one is a challenge, the other demoralizes. And she was like, yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. Yeah. And I went, yeah. And, you know, so we talked about that. I'm not kidding you. The more things we talked about, the more discussions we had, the more her mind got blown. It got blown. She told me, my brother, you know, he's the only conservative. He's a weirdo in the family. And this is before she knew I was a conservative. And she told me how weird her brother was. And he's just gone off the deep end. That was her worst. She described her brother as having gone off the deep end because he's the only one in her family who's gone this way. And I said, your brother's not off the deep end. I said, your brother, because he loves Trump. Oh, so here's where the story, where it kind of begins. She says, Kevin, when we kind of started talking about Obama versus Trump, and I said, I go, I don't love Trump. I go, I love Trump's performance. I said, see, that's the difference. I go, you probably like Obama. She goes, I do. And I go, well, what do you like about it? She goes, I do. And so I said, well, let me give you an example. So I gave her the example of Obama saying that Trump could not save Carrier. And Trump said, I'll save it. And I said, Trump was flippant when he said, he goes, I'll save Carrier. Nothing. Like, don't even bother me about that. I'll save Carrier. He said it many times. I'll save Carrier. Then, and Obama, you know, of course, as you guys know, said, you can't do it. He's lying to you. He's selling you snake oil. It can't be done. We're going to lose these industries. Manufacturing's gone away, blah, blah, blah. And he saves Carrier. And I explained to her, I said, within a month, as president-elect, Donald Trump not only saved Carrier, GM says, we're not moving off. The Ford says, we're not moving our plant. GM says, we're going to build our new plant here. Apple Computer says it's going to bring back money, trillions of dollars. It's already starting to reinvest in America and bringing manufacturing back. IBM's bringing 25,000 jobs. U.S. Steel in St. Louis opened up its plant in Madison, across the river in Madison, employed 200 people and said they're going to fire up the whole plant soon. SoftBank added 50. So I listed all these things and I said, Donald Trump did that in his first month after Barack Obama. And I said, now, let's just stop for a second. You may not like Trump, but do you like that? And she looked at me and she goes, I didn't know any of that. And I went, I'm not surprised. And I said, so when you talk about a comparison between these two guys, Barack Obama had 8 years and he told us that we couldn't save industries. Things were not going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And you get a guy that comes in and he's barely out of the blocks and he's already done that. Which would you rate as the better president, taking away the personalities? And you could tell it was just painful for her. And I said, you check this stuff out. Don't believe me. Go check it out for yourself. And we left the conversation where I honestly can't remember what where she said she was going to research. But it was her last question to me, and it shocked her. Whatever I told her, it shocked her. I'm talking about to her core. And she goes, Kevin, this has been the most interesting conversation I've had in a long time. And she says, thank you. And she goes, I'm actually going to find you on Fox. I want to watch you on Fox. But that was our conversation. Folks, talk to somebody. Let them know how you feel.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.